Okay, so the next sugya that comes up is that of ones. Okay, what do you you know? How do you relate to ones? Oh wow, that is very impressive. Okay, yeah, you upped the game. How do you relate to cases of ones? We are talking by tonight really about ones or honapach, right? So now we're going to talk about cases of like actual of ones. And like Yahari Valiavor, okay. And how do we relate to those? We're probably gonna do this one a little quicker, but it's an important sugya to deal with. So the Gemara says, okay, my shaktu, the Tanya be ma amru b'sula nesis liyam ravi shim ha'ilo tanas b'sula ma yamashkun bezdin v'tinase be'echad b'shabes. Right? If bezdin sits on Mondays and Thursdays, why not just get married also on Mondays? Right? Why does it have to be why does it have to be Wednesday night going into Thursday instead of Sunday night going into Monday? V'tinase be'echad b'shabes v'im ha'ilo tanas b'sula yamashkun bezdin. Since there's shaktu chacham al takanas menos Yisrael, shiehem adam torech besuda shlosha yamim, echad b'shabes, v'sheni b'shabes, v'shlishi b'shabes, u'brvi konza. Okay, so the answer is, right, we want him to, right, make a mechubed wedding. We want it to be him to be really invest 3 days in really making this a beautiful, a nice wedding. And therefore, we don't want him to make it on Sunday, because then he's on Sunday, because then he's, right, has to throw it together, Motzei Shabbos. So instead, we say, right, you have to invest in this wedding, you have to do a good job, and that's why you should definitely get married on Wednesday night, right, on Wednesday evening. Okay, interesting machlokas in the Rishonim, which of these, like, what's the nature of that din? Is it like, oh, our main reason, actually, our main argument is really that shaktu, we really want you to, right, throw a proper wedding. And once we're doing that, so then we're koveh to be on dafka on Wednesday instead of, let's say, Tuesday, because of the Tanis Basul, of the argument of Tanis Basulim. Really, Tanis Basulim is the secondary argument. Or some Rishonim actually say, no, the only, we want shaktu, we want him to have, make this really, right, a serious wedding, because otherwise we wouldn't believe him for Tanis Basulim, right? Because the whole argument of Tanis Basulim, that we believe him, is what? That he invested in this beautiful wedding. So we assume, we can presume that he, right, isn't, you know, hatching some nefarious plot, because, right, otherwise he just flushed a ton of money down the toilet because he just threw this massive wedding, right? So if he was lying about his concerns, right, and Stam just being motzi shemra on her, so he wouldn't have invested in this beautiful wedding, in this massive wedding, right? That's only, so in order to make sure, right, that is true, we, right, I'm talking that, you know, you really need to invest, you know, prepare for this wedding for 3 days. Now, some people, right, spend like 3 years salary on a wedding. That's a bit much. But 3 days salary sounds like very reasonable. So, so that's the argument. Some of the Rishonim say, I think it's the Ritva is the one that jumped out to me about it. Says, oh, the reason why we do shaktu is because we want, right, to kind of up the stakes for Tanis Basulim to make sure that he wouldn't do it speciously. Okay. All right, it's like a side point, but it's interesting. Umisakan of Eilach, Nahagu ha'am lichnos b'shlishi, v'lo michu b'yadam chachamim, u'b'sheni lo yichnos, v'imach masa ones mutter. Okay, so when there was sakana, they would move it to Tuesday, and the Chachamim didn't object, and right, and better not to do it on Monday, but if you have to, then you can, right? If it's machmas sakana, then you can. Umafrishna sachasam na'akala, leli Shabbos, tchila, nisho sachabura. Hey, that's this a question about whether or not is Bia Rishona considered a chabura, and therefore, right, like a wound, and therefore, you're not allowed to do Bia Rishona on Shabbos. Okay, so my sakana, Ilema the Amri Bisula Nisisliam Riviti Hareg. So then Nahagu Ligamri Liyak, right? If it was actually, if it was Pikuach Nefesh, it said, oh, we're going to kill whoever gets married on a Wednesday, right? So just, we should just get rid of it, right? Say, okay, nobody should get married on a Wednesday. But instead, right, we said that the Chachamim were not Moche, they didn't make a Macha, they didn't object when people moved it to Tuesday because of Machmas Onus. So it can't be that Machmas Onus is that they'll kill you, because then we should just be Mevatel the Takana, right? And clearly it seems like the Takana is still there, right? We're just ignoring it when we need to. So Amar Rabba, the Amri Besula Hanisis Lubi Amrvi Tiba Lehegmon Tchino. And so instead, what is it? It's right this, I think, English law at some point in like Scotland, if I remember correctly, is a law called prima nocta, that like the English lord would come and bewail the bride before the wedding. They actually used it as an incentive to get noblemen to invest in holding lands in Scotland during the Scottish were fighting for independence. Okay, so she's Tiba Lehegmon Tchila. Okay, so obviously that's really horrible, right? But what's that have to do? Hai Sakana Onesu, right? That's okay, but that's not Sakana, that's Ones. That's bad, but that's just not like why are we calling it Machmas HaSakana? It says Mishum Dika Tsnuos de Masor Nafshayo Lekatala. Okay, there are Tsnuos who would rather die, right? Not, and will, and will then be killed. But asking the sakana. Okay, Velidros Lehuda Ones Shari. Is why don't we tell them that, right? That it's not their fault, and then they shouldn't let themselves get killed. Ika Prutzos, right? Because then there are Prutzos who would do it willingly. Ika Nami Kohanos, who even Bones are now Nasar to their husbands. Viliakre Gzira, why don't we just Oker the Gzira, the Gamri? Why are they moving it to Tuesday? Right? Or why are we saying, oh, the Chachamim, we're not Mochab Yadam, why are they just Mvatal the Takana? To answer, Takana Derabana Mikme Gzira Lo Akrina. This is just a fascinating, fascinating point, which is, right, just because there's like some sort of Gzira, some sort of, outside risk and pressure, it doesn't mean that we're going to Mvatal the Takana Derabana. We'll tell you, oh, in these cases, you should, right, not keep it. Right, but we're not going to get rid of it, which is very interesting because Bizmanin, we have a lot of there's always a lot of, discussion. It's not so much in the base medrash, but in terms of the amcha about there's this takana or that takana, which isn't we're going to get rid of that, right? Or when Sanhedrin comes, they're going to get rid of that. You see, the Gemara thinks that right, in general, we're very, very hesitant and reticent to get rid of a takana derabanan, even in case, though in some cases we'll tell you that you shouldn't. Right, we're not going to do it because it's dangerous. So don't do that. Right, and they move to Tuesday or if necessary Monday or whatever. But you see that Bikaron, they're still trying as much as possible to maintain the takana. We're not just getting rid of it wholesale. That's just an interesting perspective. That takana derabana make me gzera lo akrina. We really have this sort of conservative approach towards takana derabana and maintaining them. Okay. But what's our issue? So let's, wrong way. So look, Rashi, right? Rashi, nagu bitmia, but sakanos nefashos hi. Bat amris nahagu lichnos biyom hervi, biyom shlishi, if ami akar revi, ligamri lo akru, they weren't okar. Yom hervi, if they're going to, right? If it's whoever gets married on Wednesday, we're going to kill. So we would have been okar the entire gzera, right? Niak revi, attakna lehem yam machirim. So lidjuslu da onis shari, in if elas beones, in an aseras al baala. The Alfina the Kaman, Perik Dalid, Mivihilonit Fasavlo, Esu Nafshayo Lemisa. Right? And then they won't let themselves be killed. Right? So you can prove this, the Makina Avdi Barasov Nasros of Alam, Vignami Kono. So the whole, right, Nasros of Alam, for Rashi, right, the emphasis again and again is whether or not they're Nasa the Baale, right? Whether or not there's an Isser, Asa the Baale, Asa the Boel, and they're not allowed to remain with their husbands, right? But we also know. And there's the din of right, Gila Rashvi Chazam Vodazara, are Yehari Vayavor. Right? So, how could we be Velidros Lehu de Ones Shari? What's this? Right? If it's not Yavi Kapruzos, it's like, wait a second, Velidros Lehu de Ones Shari, are you Ones by Gila Rayos is not Mutter. Right? So, yeah, Tila.
I raised my hand so that you'll see it after you go through Tosfot because I want to go back to the Gemara, but I don't want to interrupt this.
Oh, you can ask the Gemara first if you want.
Okay. I'm just wondering, I learned it pretty quickly, but I'm having a hard time with like the big picture of the Gemara in terms of like, are we establishing some sort of like Sakana versus Onis hierarchy? How does that like affect like the days of the week? Like, is the fact that like Wednesday versus Tuesday relates to the part about like when the Tsar is in the city versus not in the city? Like, I get the individual sentences, but like I don't get what the Gemara is trying to get across.
Okay, so the Gemara basically has this, right? We have this, oh, it's not a sakana. Then they were noheg to be kones on Tuesday, right? And the Rabbanan didn't object. Okay. Now the question is twofold. One is why is it lo michu biyadam chachamim, right? If there's some sort of sakana, then why don't we just write, aren't we already oker A, the takana, and B, is it shouldn't be lo michu b'mcham, that should be like what you're supposed to do, right? And number two is why aren't we, if we should just get rid of the takana and then not have Tuesday either be a thing, right? I mean, the fact that they're doing it on Tuesday means they're trying to maintain the original takana as much as possible, even though we can't, right? Because it's dangerous. So instead, we're going to move it to Tuesday, right? Why move it to Tuesday instead of just getting rid of it legal? So if it's that whoever gets married on Wednesday is going to be killed, right? So we should be okay the takana, maybe move it to Sunday or get rid of it entirely. But it's just not making sense, right? Then it says, okay, if it's tibah lehegmon tchila, right, in case of ones, so then why are we calling it sakana? It's ones, it's right, which is bad and horrible, but it's, why are we calling it sakana, right? Sakana means like pikuach nefesh, not ones. Right? There's just two different things, right? And the answer is, well, the reason why our main concern is that it'll lead to, right, pikuach nefesh. Also, or an additional concern is that it'll lead to pikuach nefesh. So we're extra worried about it, right? And the question is, well, why do we think that it'll, right? In addition to the fact that, anyways, right, we would obviously want to avoid that, but why do we think it's sakana? It shouldn't be sakana, practically speaking, because just tell them that it's they don't have to give it there. You're not chayv to be moser nefesh for it, and therefore, no one's at risk of dying, right? And say it's machmas ones, right? Why are we calling it machmas sakana? It's machmas ones, and if anyone, right, is going to be moser nefesh, we could tell them not to, right? Religiously don't ashari. Okay, so the basic Gemara's question is: we're calling this. It's a case of ones, not of sakana, right? Or not of right. Someone's saying that they're going to kill anybody. The guy, the hegemon says, "Oh, I'm going to kill you." So why are we calling it sakana if it's really ones? I mean, the answer is because in the case of ones, we're worried that she'll be moser nefesh even though she doesn't have to, right? And then there'll also be pikuach nefesh involved. She'll also get killed. And that's why we're calling it, or we're using the term sakana, even though, right, the ones that's happening, the bad thing that's happening is ones, right? Not pikuach nefesh, because the right, it wasn't kol hu hanin tinase b'yom harvi tihareg, it's hanin tinase b'yom harvi tibal lehegmon tchila, which is ones, not sakana. Okay, so that's like more, it's more technical, right? And the Gemara moves on to saying that ones is really probably talking about right, Avelos stuff, and then we'll get into Avelos. But right, but what I guess what jumps out at us here is, well, wait a second, why does this make sense? Right? Why are we saying literally the ones shari if it shouldn't be mutter? Right? Ones is should not be shari. Okay. So also, just important, another like nikudah is that Rashi says, oh, what is ones is shari? One of ones is like with mutter, right? She's mutter to her husband afterwards, right? Which, okay, but does that mean, and there isn't a problem of yahreg vayavor, right? Is it like what's going on there? Or is it obvious to Rashi that there's no yahreg vayavor, and therefore, but like, maybe even if there was no Yahreg Vayavor, there would be like a havamina of like Yisrael Baal, right? Just for Rashi, it's like just like ignores like the whole concept of Yahreg Vayavor, And it's like, oh, what was the shari or not shari? It's not about whether or not it's mutter or not mutter. Pikuach, like in terms of Yehargi Yavor, it's all a question of, is she right mutter to her husband or not? Right, which just makes the question is like stronger. So it's very strange, right? It's being totally ignored. So Tosos, right, asks it. Tosos says, religiously, the onus shari, im tomar ha'amrinam peyak sora umore, al ka avero yavor v'al yarek, chut me'avor zara, v'yidhar as v'shichasamim. So tier to minutam, the in chayavin misa al b'ilas mitzri, the rachmana afgrei lezare, the mitzra yidiksev, v'zimmas v'sim zimmatam, u'maitzi raya, pe'arach pe'arach ben sora umore, ha'ester, one second, yeah, ha'ester farhes yahavi, v'lo parich v'ha ester kibla rayas have. Okay, so he says like this. Minutam says you're not chayv misa, or ish is ish, who is mezane with a guy, is not chayv misa. Okay? And I think the logic is essentially like this. Why is there a chiyuv misa? So the two questions, I guess, in Gilui Arayos. Okay? And they might not necessarily be dependent on each other. There's the question of is it Arayos, right? Is it very chomor? Is it, you know, is it chiyuv misa? Is it v'chule? Right? And there's separately a question of, is she usher to her husband now? Right? Is there an Isra Baal, Isra Laboa? Now, why are they not necessarily the same? So, first of all, right, you can have Gila Arayos where she's not married, right? With Lakrovim. Mishkav Behema, right, is Chi of Misa, but, right, there's no, but even if she's married, there's no Isra to the husband, right? And the reason why is because of umalo boma. Okay? The idea is, in theory, that the reason why she's usher to the husband isn't necessarily because of, like, the chumras ha'iser, right, of her doing, what's it, gil arayos or whatever, or arayos, but rather, right, because of how that relates to their relationship. Okay? What about a similar edge case would be, let's say, we took away the chumras ha'iser. Okay, how could we do that? Right? So first, we just had chumras ha'iser, right? But no, let's say, you don't really have the begida to their relationship because, right, Mishkav Behema is just not in the same, it's not the same playing field, right? She betrayed her marriage, right, and their exclusivity if she, right, is mizane with someone else. But Mishkav Behema just simply is, it's like, it's sort of like a generic, you know, act of immorality, but it's not a betrayal of their personal relationship. Now, in theory, you can have the opposite edge case. How? So I'm pretty sure it's the Maharik who comes up with this. I have to find it, and I'll put it on the Makaros because it's amazing, Maharik. He says, what about the following case? Let's say you had a case where a woman was mizane because she thought it was okay. Okay, what is that? What am I talking about? In general, in halacha, we paskin that omer mutter, someone who thinks something was mutter, counts as like a shogeg. Okay, if you thought you were allowed to do it, you did it on purpose, but you thought it was okay. You didn't think, you thought you're allowed to do that. You thought it's okay if you do it, you know, under X circumstances or Y circumstances or whatever. Or you, right? Omer mutter, we consider shogeg. So in terms of chumras ha'avera, you're shogeg. Right? But in terms of the husband, what's the din? So the Maharik actually makes it a drasha from the Pasuk. That the Pasuk on Ishish Zinsa is Uma'alo Boma. Right? She betrayed him. If she thinks it's mutter to betray him, so that means she hasn't, right, you know, betrayed God. But it doesn't mean, but she has still betrayed their relationship, right? So malo bomal says, I think it's the Maharik, he darshins, right? Umalo bomal, not mala bahashem mal. Right? Now there you have the opposite case. So you have a betrayal of their relationship, right? Even though, in terms of the chumras ha'iser, right, it doesn't have the same chumras ha'iser as, you know, gilui arayos. Okay, so here, I think what Rabino Tam is kind of is saying is the similar is a similar idea, which is, yeah, it's Gilui Arayos, right? But even though it's Gilui Arayos, in Chayavin Misa al Bilas Mitzri, Rachmana Afkari Lizare, because, right, at the end of the day, a relationship is between, right, is like they could get married, right? She's having a relationship with someone who she could get married to instead of this guy, instead of her husband, right? He's an alternative. And there's, right, some sort of part of this idea of betrayal of the Ishus involves that, right? Ishus says, oh, I'm marrying you to the exclusion of everybody else, right? But she couldn't marry the guy anyway, right? He isn't being excluded by their Ishus. Okay, so Rabino Tam says it obviously in a very in definitely a non-politically correct formulation. He definitely didn't bother to reformulate it this way. But I think that's the essence of what he's saying, which is, right, it's just a different playing field. And if you're not in the same playing field, it doesn't create the same bigida of Uma Lo Ba'ma. Okay? And what's his proof? It says, ha, Esther Farhesya Havai, Velo Parach, Va Esther Gila Rayos Havai. Mashma de Mishama Rayos will have a Mechaiva, Umitokach, hit your binutam, Lebas Yisrael, Shehim Mira, Uba la Ovi Kochavim, Le Kaima, La Osa Ovi Kochavim, Kishinis Gayer, to Le Shaykh the Memra, Echelabal, Echelabal, Bibias Mitzri, the Havik, Bias Behema. So he says, and therefore what? If there's no Isser to the husband, then there's also no Isser to the Boel, right? Therefore, doesn't count. Meaning, it's nos, right? But just like Mishka Vahima would be Gilui Arayos. At the end of the day, doesn't create an isser, and therefore she's able to marry this guy who she was mizane with when he's Megai, right? Which is fascinating. It's like, okay, right? This just doesn't count. She kind of committed like a generic act of Gilui Arayos, but when, like, not with him, not with this mystery, not with this guy. Okay, that's Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. Now, we have the following question within Rabbeinu Tam. You know, I'm just going to skip ahead for a second. No, one direction, sorry. How do we understand this Rabbeinu Tam? Because when he says, you know, let's go back for a moment. Rabbeinu Tam says this, what exactly does he mean, right? I just offered one explanation, but my explanation, right, essentially assumes that there's that the focus, let's say, is on the lack of Isser Laba, right? There's no Ma Lo Ba'ma. Maybe, but does Rabbeinu Tam necessarily say that? Okay, because Rabbeinu Tam seems to go further and maybe not quite as far also. Because Rabbeinu Tam goes further and he says, in Chayavin Misa al Bilas Mitzri. What's Rabbeinu Tam trying to say? He's not trying to explain why, right, he was matir this her to marry this Mitzri when he was Megayer, but rather that you're not Chayav Misa and Bias Mitzri. And therefore, there's no Yaharik Val Yavor here. Okay? Now that is connection is not trivial at all. But who says that just because There's no right, you know, it's not oser to him, that means that it's not Yahar Gval Yavor, right? I think that's like very not pasha. Like how do you see that? And I pretend maybe, although I don't really know how to see this or how this exactly works, but it could be, right, that like, how do we look at Yahrig Val Yavors, I guess, is really the question. There are really two ways to look at Yahrig Val Yavor. One is about the Chumras Haveira, right? There's such like, you know, such a severe Isser that, you know, Yahrig Val Yavor, you can't violate it. The other is that like the main Isser is really is not so much the chumrah of the avira, but the Rambam says the real reason why it's Yarek Bal Yavor is because of the Chilul Hashem. Right? It's not the actual avira in and of itself, because all aviros, right, are nidche b'pnei pikuach nefesh, right? But the Chilul Hashem, the repercussions of the avira, right, are what's mechayev. Right? The fact that there's this Chilul Hashem in Gilar Shuchatam of Vodazara. So it could be, if you think that it's Chumras HaVeira, so it's hard to understand, right? If it's part of Gilui Arayos, so it should be part of the Chumras HaVeira, right? But if you think that it's Midin, the repercussions, so then you say, well, right? In Chayv Misa Bilas Mitzri, Drachmana Afkrei Lazare, right? So there aren't really quite the same repercussions. Right? Especially, I think the more we've been seeing, let's say, Ishus as part of this like social fabric, right? And then we can also, and part of Ishus, right, is also the Isser Arayos. That's why under the Chuppah we say, Asher Asar Lanu Asar Rusos, Petir Lanu Asar Rusos, right? V'chule, we talk about like the Isure, you know, Arayos under the Chuppah because that's part of Ishus, is this idea that, you know, it creates a social fabric between the husband and wife, and that also that fabric also makes them usher to each other's relatives. So then here, where there isn't that social fabric, right, because he's a guy, he's just not part of the same social structure, so then, yeah, the impact is much less, is much less significant, right? It doesn't have that broad-reaching impact. I think that's, you know, Rabbeinu Tam's kind of has to go somewhere along those lines, because otherwise, at the end of the day, it's still part of Gilui Arayos, I think. Unless Rabbeinu Tam thinks it's not even Gilui Arayos anymore, which is really extreme. But I think that would just even be an even more extreme version of what I'm saying, which is, right, in order, Gilui Arayos is not just about like the Maisa, like Znus. It's not just about the act of immorality, right? It's really about its impact on like the social fabric, right? That's what really makes Gilui Arayos an issue. As such, Kivan de Rachmana Afgrei Lazare, right? There's no yichus back to the Mitzri because he's just not part of the same social fabric. So then, right? You're not even chayv misa, and you're not even chayv yarek v'yavor. Right? That seems to be the direction Rabbeinu Tam's going. So it's not just the chumras ha'avira of like, oh, the act of immorality is the issue because, right, it's not less immoral, right? But it doesn't have this same impact on, let's say, the social fabric. Now, again, that's assuming that the fact that this person is not in the same, you know, is not a player in the game, he's not on the same, you know, soccer field, that's going to mean that it doesn't have this impact on the social fabric. Okay? Now, the next question, I guess, which you can ask in Rabbeinu Tam is, okay, well, if what I'm saying now is true, right, about like the social fabric, so then maybe I can kind of go back and say, well, maybe the idea of ma'alo bo ma'al to the husband actually did happen, right? Maybe there are really two or even three different things going on. That's now where it's up to three. Really, there's the chumras ha'avira, right, of znus. There's the social fabric idea of like gilui arayos, right, etc., isra erva. And then there's the third question of ma'alo bo ma'al, right? Of the betrayal to the relationship. Maybe you can say that, you know, there's chumras ha'avira in the sense that it's us, right? There's no social fabric component, but there is a ma'alo bo ma'al that she has betrayed their marriage, and therefore she would be usher to her husband in such a case, even though, right, it doesn't have it's in chayav and misa, because there isn't a social fabric structure, and therefore it's not even Yarek Bal Yavor. Okay? So if we just look at how people understood Rabbeinu Tam, so the ritual quotes Rabbeinu Tam, Tiras Rabbeinu Tam, Dibias Nachri lo chashiva gidlo arayos, Dikibias behima hu chashiv, Kidiksiv gasher b'sarach amurim b'saram, V'kaimalan, in zrus lo nachri, Hilkach, afal gav dibias nachri oseres isha lebala, she is usher to her husband, Kidamrina b'shmaitza, Lo chashiva gila rayas li harigalav. So the Ritva quotes understood Rabbeinu Tam, or quoted Rabbeinu Tam, as saying that it's not that she's not usher to her husband if she's mizana with a guy, right? She is. But she's not chayv misa, right? And therefore, and there's also no yaharigal yavor, because I think because it's not part of the game. Okay. Now, I think that's very interesting because the idea that you're not part of the game only makes sense if we're assuming, right? But it also makes our usher to the husband. Normally, if you say someone's not part of the game, they're not part of the game at all. They also can't commit a foul, right? We're kind of saying that they can commit a foul, but they're not part of the game. In order to say that, what you have to say is that there are really these two components, right? There's the malo bo mal, which the Ritva is saying, oh, bias nachri is osra isha lo bala. But there's also the social fabric component, and that doesn't apply by a guy because he's just not part of the same racial structure, and therefore lo chashivu gets lehar yigala, and therefore there's no yarg baya. Okay? Oh, I keep doing that wrong, but Ivra, this is a shittim gretzes, quotes minu tam, sova de bias over gachavim ino bia, miu lo hitya mitochach, elo leboa velo leba. Right? Bias over gachavim is like ino nechshav, it just doesn't count. Right? He's saying his mom is not part of the game. Right? He's just actually not part of the game at all. Right? It's like, I'm trying to think of a good FIFA World Cup metaphor, other than the fact that I'm using that part of the game and I explicitly said soccer because that's as much as I could connect it, but I can't. So, right, he says, it's really inobia. It really doesn't count. It doesn't register on the same level because at the end of the day, we're talking about, right? They can't get married. They can't, right? They're not just part of the same structure socially. She's still usher to the husband, right? But it doesn't create an issur for between her and the boel, because they didn't have an illicit relationship. It just doesn't register as a relationship at all, right? Because they're just not, right, part of the same social structure. But for the husband, she was ma'alo ba'ma, okay? On the other hand, other shitos understood Rabbeinu Tam as saying, no, that there's also an issur, there's no issur at all, right? Because of Amiri Bichidushav, I just want to skim this for now. Okay, Yish Matarits Mikushidu. Afo Bisha Ishis Ishavai, Bias over Gochavim in Shamisa's Bezdin, because Ishis Rei Ehu Baina, right? Timaeus, the Apostle says, Asher Timaeus Ishis Rei Ehu. Right here, not Ishis Re'ehu, right? Again, because they're not part of the same social structure. By Esther, right? The question by Esther is, Gemara asks, oh, if Esther was actually married to Mordechai, like, there's a Medrash that says that. So how can the Medrash say that or suggest that, right? And again, whether that actually happens or not is not really the issue. The point is that if the Medrash says it, then the Medrash had to have thought of the fact or suggests it, there's a medrash that says it, and that medrash had to have, you know, thought of a good explanation of, well, how is she married to Achashverosh, right? It says, oh, right, and the question we ask is, well, she was Bifarhesia, right? How being over an Avera, right, Bifarhesia is your Hargval Yavor, even if it's not one of the big three. Hamikol Mokom, Afbegile Arayos, have a Tirotan, and therefore what? They're actually bringing that as a proof, right, that this isn't Gila Arayos, because otherwise we should have said it's Gila Arayos, and Gila Arayos is Yahag Vayavar. Why here, right? Then by Esther, though, we don't ask that. We just ask, well, it was Farhesia. So the fact that it was in public should have made it Yahag Vayavar. Hamikomakom af be Gila Arayos have a Terot Hanas Atman Ola. Well, there's Shukasav. Okay, that's like a side point about Yahag Vayavars. Vzumikomakom in a Brurlanu, Shikoshi Ishis Yisrael. Right? And Komakom the Divrehem says, first of all, I think that's right. I don't agree to any of this. She's an Ishis Ish, right? And she's Mizana. It doesn't matter if she does it with a guy. There's Mises Bezdin. Komakom the Divrehem, according to Ben Tam, im lo shavaretz yahaya, hayinu matirim lavor. Says chachmi hetzarfatim yatsa lehem mikan, shibias ovi kochavim ino says isha al bala. So he quotes Rabbeinu Tam as saying, actually, right, there isn't even an issur to her husband. Right? Kfar shavnu aleim atzorech b'tzach shksuvus, right? I think you're totally wrong. But his point, essentially, is, right, according to Rabbeinu Tam then, or according to that version of Rabbeinu Tam, more accurately, it just simply doesn't count, right? It wouldn't even be oser to her husband because, right, you could say the point is that timeis eishes re'ehu. The reason why there's this chiv misa and iser labal, iser laboel, that she's usher to the person who she was mizana with and to her original husband is because, right, this betrayal of the marriage. But it's the whole point of betrayal of the marriage is what? Marriage says they're exclusive, right? And therefore, and not marrying this other person. But the guy is just simply not someone who's excluded to by a marriage, right? He's just not part of, not someone she could have married in the first place. Yeah. Eitan or Sammy? Who's asking?
Sammy. Right. Hi. This is actually going back to the Shita, and I guess also relevant for that was the Meiri. I'm just a little confused. What does Eina Bia mean? And also just like there's no Isser, or it doesn't affect the relationship at all between the fact that she was with a guy. Like, I just find it absurd to say Eina Bia. And we just kind of like
ran
through that. So I'm a little confused.
Yeah. So again, I think your point is spot on. And that's also why I haven't been interpreting Eina Bia as actually Eina Bia, because it's clearly usher and it's clearly znus, right? And we clearly think it's znus. So, right, not only that, but it's clearly, if it's Eina Bia, then how is she usher to her husband if they didn't have Bia, right? So clearly what we mean by Eina Bia means that it's like, it doesn't quite count. But it can't be that it doesn't count at all. It doesn't actually count, and it isn't Nechshav Bia because we just said she's usher to her husband because she was Mizane. So clearly what Eina Bia here means, right, is that it doesn't, is like a way of saying, like, oh, it doesn't count, right? It doesn't fully count. And then the question is, well, if it's Nus and it's usher to her husband because she was Mizane, so then why doesn't it count? I think the answer, right, is this kind of in between of, well, right, she committed an act of immorality, right? But like there's two different ways to view it. But one way to view it is to say, like, well, she committed an act of immorality, right? But we don't really see her as having had a partner in crime, right? Because, well, it's a little bit tricky. If I remember correctly, I think did Rush also quote it? Here, let's look at the Rush, because the Rush has like an interesting kind of defense of Rabbeinu Tam, or discussion, not really defense, he doesn't like Rabbeinu Tam sheet either, but he discusses it, which I think helps a little bit in this issue to understand like what's going on. Nearly Rabbeinu Tam, says, I agree with Rabbeinu Tam that this woman who is, right, who became a mumeres, right, she converted to Christianity, she married a guy, and then she and the guy both decide to be chozev tshuva, and the guy is Geyer, and she wants to marry him. Right? And her original husband divorced her in the meantime. Near the Kaim sacrament in town, the Lomi Tame, El Mishum Damrina, Vinit Ma, Vinit Ma, Echel Ba, Echel Ba. I think Rabbeinu Tam actually is right, but not because we don't count the, right? It's, oh, we don't count Bia of a guy. Ella, right? The Pasuk says, where do we know that she's usher to her husband? Right? It's not because we're saying, oh, this Bia doesn't really count, but rather because the Isser to the person that she's being Mizane with is from this Nitma Nitma Echa Labao Becha Labao. Right? Just like she becomes Usser to her husband, she's Usser to, becomes Usser permanently to the person she was Mizane with. Right? Hainu Hecha Shalo Haisa Sura Laboel Ela Alide Bia Zu. Right, it's only because what? She becomes usher to this Boel, right? Because she was Nivelas Be'esther. Aval b'bias Ovid Kochavim, dibelav hachi haisa asuralo, lo karina be'vinitma, echelabau. Right? We don't consider it to be vinitma because she was already usher to him, because he's a guy. She's already not allowed to marry him, right? Meaning what? She's ushered him not because of the marriage, but because of the fact he's a guy. V'nei dinei esro lebao, mikamakam lo nitosef ba isro lebao'el, bibiyaso. So she's a nesar to her husband because she is mezane, right? And being mezane is crazy nesar. But she's not nesar to the guy because she's already asked to the guy, right? Kivin de belav hachi haisa asura lo, v'chei muchach besota. Gabi mekanan ade ovi kochavim, de parach pshita. The Gemara Sota says, oh, maybe you can't do kinoy and stira for a sota with a guy because she's already asked to him, right? This is echlebao vechad lebao'el. Achanami, hecha debahach bia asurelei, ava ovi kochavim debelav hachi asurelei, right? Klomar soka that the chamina haida amrinan vinitma lebao, hecha de karina be vinitma lebao'el. La puke of the kochavim, de lo karina be vinitma lebao'el, right? Because she doesn't become tummy to the Boel just because she's mizana with him. Kivin de belav hachi, without this, asurale. Lucharina bevinitma lebal. Kamash malan. So I would have said, oh, if she's not nesar to the Boel, she also shouldn't be nesar to the Baal. Right? Because I guess like she brought in competition, right? But if he's not actually in competition because he's a guy, so she's not married, let her marry him anyway. So that also wouldn't trigger the issue to the husband. Vinitma lebal, kaninabe, vinitma lebal. He says, no, right, kamash malan, that even though she doesn't become usher to the boel through this bia, she is usher to her husband. Okay? In which case, right, essentially, this is like, there's two ways of looking at it. One is like, oh, the guy's not part of the social fabric, right? Which is, oh, his bia just doesn't quite count because, right, it's not in the same playing field in terms of, this idea of like Gila Rayas is as like a social, as part of this like overarching social fabric that's created by Ishus. The other alternative, right, or the Rush's suggestion is that, no, the reason why is because there's this idea of, right, umalo bo mal, or a vinitma vitnuma, right, your nitma labal and nitma laboel, and that works, right, or that creates an iser because of like the tension between the two, right? She got married, so she's not allowed to be this with this other person. And now she is. She's betraying her marriage with this person, and that creates the esther, right? But this guy, she's already esther to, right? So therefore, it doesn't create an esther to the guy. Now, the maskat, the point difference between those two is would potentially be harik valyav, right? Because according to this point of the Rush, she could marry this guy, right, if he's Megayer, right? Although the Riva points out, Gershon is Gayer, Katan Shanola Dami. So, like, none of this is really so relevant. But if you don't think that that's completely true, maybe, or, you know, you think like, oh, maybe Midarbanan should, I don't know. It's an interesting question why, like, all the other Rishonim don't jump onto that, right away. But the Nafkamina is according to Bin Tam. So it's not really, really Gila Arayas, right? It's like, it's an act of immorality, but it's not really Gila Arayas. According to the Rush, right, it's totally Gila Arayas. It's just that, in terms of like the Israel Baal, Israel Boel might not be triggered, right? Well, again, right, for the flip side, like a lot of Shittos thought, oh, even according to Minu Tam, there's an Israel Baal, right? But then it's not Yahag Vayav. For the Rush, obviously there's an Israel Baal. There's just, right? And there's definitely a Yarg Vayav. Okay. How else can we like tackle this situation? How do we understand this Gemara? So the Rivam, the Ainlin in Yarl Rivam, the Ayyide Biasa of Gchavim Nesra Labal, like the Rin Hacha, the Ika Prutzos. When he says, wait a second, the Gemara says Ika Prutzos, right? Who, if they did it on Bechavana, would be Nasser Laba. Lo parak Ishish in his arm, like Abba Ishish in Ech, which I've been over the Chavim, we're in the Baratzon Asur Laba, right? If she's a Nivellas Laratzon, then she'd also be Asur Laba. Right? And the Gemara Megillah, Kesher Avati, Avati, Kesher Avati, Beis Abba, Avati, Mech, like, requiring, right? If Esther is married to Mordechai, then she'd be Asur to Mordechai, right? Alma Gabe Bala, Lo Chashiva, Bilas Mitzri, Kibias Behema, Vuhu Adin Labael. Right? He's not related to his kids if he's right, if he married, if he's together with a Jewish woman. But they'd be totally the end of the zanus. The issue has nothing to do with the nature of zanus. It has to do with the fact that he's totally passive. Right, the iser of Gil Arayos, right, is to participate in Gil Arayos. If she is totally passive, right, then law of demise, she didn't do anything, right? So she's not chayv to be hargva yavor because she's not doing any avera, right? Can mishami perek ben sorer umore Esther karka olamaisa hadlo perek hasam Gil Arayos havia pshita the ego l'shia karka. The in law lives our atzma, right? You're not supposed to give up your life if you're not doing any avera, right? Now this is very interesting because on the one hand, right, like the znus, let's say, or the gilei aras is happening, right? But she is not doing any avera, right? She's not doing anything, right? How much, right? In halacha, does the fact that like the halachic event is happening, right? Is that what matters in Yehari Val Yavor? Or is the fact that doing, right? You're not allowed to do these things. It's Yehar Gval Yavor to do these things. But if you're not doing anything, right, then they're not. Right? About Le'inyan Chil Hashem, Lo Haya Nira Lo Shiyol Tam Karka Olam, Mashani, no, Karka Olam Haisa, Afil Chil Hashem, Lika. Even, there's no Chil Hashem because you didn't do anything, right? The Barak Gabi Yal, So Tosos, the Rivam's argument, is basically that being totally, totally passive is in fact, right, an out from the din of Yehareg Vayav. Right? Because Yehareg Vayavor says Yehareg Va'al Ya'avor, right? Be killed and don't be over on the Esser. But you're not being over on the Esser. You're not doing anything. Right? That's an interesting question because then they like, right, the Esser is happening. And if it wasn't a case of Pikach Nefesh, it definitely wouldn't be okay, right? So, I don't think I included this. So once I'm just going to check if I have in the Makoros, this other Tosfos, who actually brings up the case of...
Victor?
Yeah.
I'm just a little confused of what the mechanism could be to not make it, meaning... Whatever. Yeah, Reg Valley, I've already explained it with just like the wording. But if it's a Chil Hashem or the society, like fabric of society, mm-hmm. I feel like both of them, whatever, like her and there's still the Maisa that happens, even if she as a person did not orchestrate it. And if it's, mm-hmm. I can see how it's not Chil, it's at least Marid Ayin Chil, like it makes others people think that Jews do whatever. I guess it can not be Chil Hashem, but just. As a, I don't know. It's a little weird to me that just because she didn't or did it, if like the Maisa objectively happened, then I feel like if it's an objectively bad act, it put God's name down or it ruined society. It doesn't actually matter that we have people that are doing it. It matters that the act happened.
So maybe yes, maybe no, right? Because if you're not, I think it's like a, you know, 1 sec. So I'm bringing the Rush because the Rush has like an important formulation. I just want to bring out the more useful part.
Are we saying the act itself is an abomination to God's name, or it's an abomination for God's servants to do the act? I guess we could.
Right. I think more of the second. Pashas is more of the second. The Chil Hashem is it's less like this act happened, and more that like you know Jews are doing it or people are doing it, right? Sure. Jews worshiping Avodah Zarah, right, is Mechal Shem Shemayim. It's not so much the fact that there's Avodah Zarah as much as like. The fact that this Jew is like bowing down to a pasel merely because, you know, some Syrian Greek has a sword to his neck, right, is Chil Hashem. It's Mechal Hashem Shemayim.
And that's and for the like, fabric, Meaning, and we also don't want a society where people do a Vodazara, Gula Riot, and kill people. And this, it doesn't create a society, like this is a one act. If it's not a person that is doing it, it's a one act thing, and it's not something that will ruin the fabric of society, is the argument there?
I would say if you're not doing it, I mean, if it's onus, so it is a problem, right? It still would be a problem. But I'm saying if you, you know, just give me 1 second, okay? Because it could be a little more connected to the nature of Yahweh. No, we'll do that. So just give me 1 second. I just want to pull up the rush. And then there it counts, part of the rush. Send the rush. Okay. Okay, so if we, let's just look at this rush for one moment, and then we'll talk about it a little more. And we'll continue your question. Okay. Hadam Rinan Hacha, religious to the Onishari, Hachi Perusha, Ina Mechuyeves Limsor Atzma, Shum de Karka Olamhi, or she's totally passive. Ve'ina Osa Maisa, she's not doing any action. De Mehecha Gamrinan de Ba'arayos Mechuyeves Limsor Atzma Mirotseach. Where do we learn out the Chiyav Yahargva Yavor by Gilar Arayos? From Rotseach, Kidamrina Besanhedrin. Ma Rotseach Yahargva Yavor. V'rotzeach gufe had mechayev limsor atzmo heno kisha usa meisa. Aval im amru lo hanach shenizrok utcha al hatinok v'hitma'ech da'achar she'ino usa ma'aseh baha v'ade amrinan ma'echazis de dama de chavrech sumak tfei duma dama didach sumak tfei. Okay? V'gaminar ha'morsa garsinan yeharig v'yavor v'abo alkai inami garsinan te'horeg ma'iri dihi usa meisa m'via Allah. Okay, what is this rush saying? Rush says, what about the following case? Let's say, he says, where do we learn out this whole Yehari Bayavor thing from? Right? We learn it from from Rotzeach. By Rotzeach, we say, if someone says, oh, I'll kill you if you don't kill somebody else, we say, who's mi amris the dami didach sumakfei? Who says your blood is redder than the other guys? Right? So you have no right to kill him in order to save your own life. But the flip is also true. Right? You also can't say, oh, his life is more valuable than mine, and I'm going to get myself killed to help him either. Meaning what? Let's say the guy says, oh, I'm going to throw you on top of this child to squish him, okay? And you should stand totally still. He's not telling you to, you aren't doing anything, right? He has a sword. You can either jump on his sword, right? Or jump off the cliff, right? Or be pushed onto the Tina. So, says the Rosh, yeah, right? Mi amr se dama didach sumak tfei, but mi amr se dama didei sumak tfei. Who says his blood is redder than yours either? And therefore, the solution is simply that you don't do anything, right? Basically, it's a case where you don't have the ability or the right to choose. So, assuming, you know, we're going to make a big assumption here, which is not so pasha, that all Yehargva Yavors are the same. Okay? Assuming they're all the same, Yehargva Yavor says that I can't prioritize my life over, right, over someone else's life. I can't prioritize my life over, you know, let's say Avodah Zarah or Gilui Arayos, right? I cannot go and, right, be over on Gilui Arayos and, right, I don't know, destroy the whole social fabric if we're going with like a social fabric thing. Or let's say it's a Chumras HaIsr thing, right? This Isr is so chamor that I can't go and do it even to save my own life, right? Because you just can't do that. But the argument of Karka Olam, right, is simply that, well, you're not doing anything, right? You don't have the authority to go and do that, but you're not doing anything, right? You're paralyzed. You're totally paralyzed, right, by the, let's say, the Chumras HaYisr, or, right, by the repercussions, by the Totsa of it. right? But at the end of the day, because of it, you're paralyzed. You cannot do anything in the face of such, you know, of such an issue. So you don't do anything, right? And if, right, the person's pushing you, or the person of, or in the case of the hegemon, right? She's not doing anything. She's not chayv to be moser. She'd be chayv to be moser atzma in a case where she would have to do something, right? She says, oh, if you don't, you know, let's say, you know, you don't like seduce, you know, this the someone, then we'll kill you. So that'd be chayv v'yavon, right? But if she's not doing anything at all, so she, right, you're right, you don't have the right to go and be over this iser, right, in order to save yourself. But here you're just paralyzed by the fact that, by the chumras iser, or by the repercussions of the iser, right? You can't go either way. Now, that's like a sort of like a more meta argument on the nature of Yehar Vayavar, right? Which is, Yehar Vayavar doesn't say that, oh, these things are ones that you should die for, right? It's more that these things you cannot, you know, you cannot override to save your life. But in this case, you're just kind of stuck in the middle, right? You're paralyzed. You just can't do anything. So you don't. Now, I do think, right, the more that we view this, there are two issues at here. One is like, how much do we see like, oh, not being osa maisa counts as, well, you didn't do a maisa, right? This is not trivial. This is not pasha, this idea of hanach shenizro kotcha latino leit maech, right? She'ino osa maisa. Because, right, part of the idea could be is that, how do we view Yehareg Vayavor? Is Yehareg Vayavor says, oh, normally, universally, there's this din of v'chai behem, which says that all mitzvos are waived in the face of pikuach nefesh, right? However, right, in these cases, like, okay, the alternative is to say, no, these isurim are just not waived in the face of pikuach nefesh. And therefore, the regular isra rayo still applies, and the regular isra ritzicha applies, and therefore, you have to get yourself killed, right? It's not just the logic of miyamr shindam and the achsum tfei. Nafgamina is maybe your chayv misa, right? If you're over, let's say you don't stand up to the challenge of yehareg vayavor and you are over, right? Are you chayv onshin? Okay, so the Rambam famously says you're not. The Rambam also says the reason why these things are yehareg vayavor is really because of chil Hashem. Right, and because of that, he says really like this universal din of onus rachman apatre. But here, the chiyuv of kiddush Hashem is mechayiv to be moser nefesh. Now, if it's a chiyuv proactively to be moser nefesh because of the chil Hashem, so then, as Eitan was, I think, right, you were going for, he's saying, well, then you really should have to be moser nefesh anyway, right? Even if you're being totally passive, because it's really about the chiyuv to be mechayiv Hashem. The more that it's about the chumras ha'isser, right, it's very possible to say, yeah, well, you know, you have pikuach nefesh and you have the chumras ha'isser, and therefore you're paralyzed, so you can't override them, right? But here you're not necessarily, you're not actually doing anything at all, right? So, so they basically have two main answers here into our question of lidrosh lehem she'ones shari. How does that work? So one answer is that of Rabbeinu Tam, which basically says the nature of the Isser is diminished when it's Bias Gai, okay? It's no longer Yehareg Vayavor, right? Either because, right, it mitigates the Ma'alo Bo-Ma'al component of betraying the husband, or because it, and therefore, and there is, wouldn't even be an Isser to the husband, or because the Isser is not so much because the betrayal of the husband, right, as much as because of the Chumras Isser of, right, its impact of Gilai Raios on, let's say, the social fabric and the social structure, which isn't applicable because the guy is not part of that social structure. And then the Isser to the husband, though, would apply. There'd be an Isser to the husband, but it wouldn't be a Harig Vayavor, right, because it doesn't have the same, let's say, broad impact. And a totally different approach is say, no, it's not about mitigating the chumras ha'iser, right? It's simply that if you're not osa any maisa, right? It's Karka Olam. She's totally passive. So she isn't doing anything. And Yehari Val-Yavor says what? Yehari Val-Yavor says you cannot override these mitzvos in order to save yourself, right? But it also doesn't say that you have to kill yourself, right? It says that you cannot be over. You cannot, you know, override them. So you're paralyzed, and therefore you just can't do anything, right? You can't get yourself killed, and you can't kill other people or be over on the Esther either, right? And then Mimela, in this case, right, being passive would be the proper approach. Okay. Yeah, I think that's good enough for more or less for here. And on Wednesday, we'll just be mashlim with the Trumas Hadashen has like a very interesting tshuva about the concept of Yibum, right? Let's say if in this case of Rabbeinu Tam, would her Znus with the guy pater herself and her and anyone else from Yibum, because she normally would say Tsara Sota is pater from Yibum. Okay, so if she was Mizane, then she doesn't need Yibum anymore, and there's or Chalitza. If she was Mizane with a guy, would that create the same din? That's like the Truma Session of Nafgamina. Like, how far are you willing to take, you know, or like how far would Rabbeinu Tam go? We say, oh, well, it really doesn't count, and therefore it doesn't trigger that din, right? Because it really doesn't count. Or no, it still, you know, still was, she was still Mizane, right? Like, how far is Rabbeinu Tam willing to go? Okay, and then I think next week we'll just already start the Avelos Sugya. Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Week.